Jags back to work Wednesday, looking forward to avenging the heartbreaking Week 4 loss against the Indianapolis Colts. The Colts make the return trip to Everbank Field this Sunday. And welcome to Inside the Jaguars, presented by FanDuel. J.P. Shadrick with you. Jaguars back on the practice field today after a couple of really close losses the last 2 weeks. They're moving on now to Week 14, only four games to go in the 2015 season. Back home in the AFC South against Indy, it's not impossible, but it's improbable that the Jags make a run to the AFC South title. They need a win and a lot of help down the stretch. That said, there's plenty left to get done this season. The offense is rolling. They could keep that consistency down the stretch. And, of course, the defense has plenty to work on in the final month of this season. No one in the Jags locker room is making vacation plans yet.
We want to finish this last quarter strong. We want to go out and continue, to do what we do on a weekly basis and, really on our mission to try and, own the AFC South. So we want to do everything we can. And I think it's a really good group of guys in the locker room that nobody's, looking at a record and saying, I can't wait for these 4 weeks to be up so I can go home.
A few Wednesday notes. Our guest on Jaguars.com Live earlier today, wide receiver Allen Hurns was on the field working full. Good news. Also, his receiver mate Rashad Green taking full reps but non-contact, coming off a shoulder injury. And finally, strong safety Jonathan Cyprian did not practice. He's trying to battle through a stinger. We welcome in Jaguars.com senior writer John Osier. Defense heavy today, John. We start at linebacker where Dan Skuda, the Otto, got some limited reps today, coming off the groin injury. But Paul Posluszny not on the practice field.
Well, very good news that Skuda's back. They need his a strong side edge presence over there. Paul Posluszny, it's tough to tell if he's going to play or not. I'd say he's very, very doubtful right now. On the other hand, with Paz, he just broke the wall a couple of weeks back in Everbank. So maybe he takes a chair, wraps it up, and goes out there and plays with a club. But I wouldn't necessarily count on that. That's a big loss.
If Posluszny does not go, Jordan Tripp would be your middle linebacker.
And it was funny talking to Jared Otterk in the locker room today. He kind of laughed and said, and talking about Jordan Tripp's preparedness for the role. He said, well, the guy's been basically in Posluszny's pocket since he got here, following around like a little puppy. I think I'm paraphrasing. But the point is, Jordan Tripp has been very close to Paul Posluszny since he got here. You get the idea that preparation, knowing where to put guys, that those play-calling things that the middle guy has to do,
yes,
won't be a problem for him. As far as matching Posluszny's on-field performance against the run, tough task.
Now, of course, the pass rush for the Jaguars has been hit or miss this season, more miss than hit,
sure,
a lot of times. But the Steelers last week got a lot of pressure on Matt Hasselbeck. He's got a rib injury now, a sore neck. He's 40 years old. So how do the Jags get some pressure on the 40-year-old
quarterback? Well, I think what you're asking is, how do you make him look 40? Because they didn't make him look 40 in October. You put pressure. You try to figure out a way to blitz. It's the same old song and dance we've been talking about for the last 2 months. I don't know if they can do it. I know they must do it. Gus on Monday sounded like he wanted to get back to basics a little bit. Maybe not scheme as much, maybe not be as confusing for the young guys on defense. A little bit of that, but you still have to figure out a way to make Matt Hasselbeck move around, not let him be comfortable. I don't know if they can do it, but that's what they have to do.
Well, the Jags are back on the practice field Thursday to try to get that going this week against the Indianapolis Colts in Week 14. We'll have all the coverage right here. That's it for today on Inside the Jaguars, presented by FanDuel.